Alt 101.9, Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, my fans.
What's up, bro?
What's up with you, bro?
It's Super Tuesday, guys.
Oh, it's going to be a super day.
Super.
That means 11 primaries, Alabama to Virginia. And check out this latest quote from Marco Rubio. This is where this campaign is. Implying Donald Trump has a tiny wiener.
Oh, God.
How can a person with the worst spray tan in America,
his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
Oh, my
what?
God. Really?
You can definitely trust men with small hands. Not speaking from experience.
This is where this is going.
Why? Because they make you look bigger? What? Dusty?
No, I didn't say that.
This is where this is going. Like, really? He's talking about spray tans and small hands.
You kind of expect this from Trump. I mean, this is just how Trump has affected everybody else's, how the tenor of the campaign is. Right.
He's kind of set the tone, and maybe they have to play his game. Is that what you're saying, Fook?
No, well, I don't think they have to. I just think that can you imagine a presidential candidate talking about another candidate in this particular fashion? Not insulting them, but insulting them in this way, talking about the spray tan and then talking about the size of his hands?
This is ridiculous. I mean, I'm just starting, like, trying to think, like, would Teddy Roosevelt and, like, John F. Kennedy participate in this kind of crap? You know, this is a joke.
I don't know. Do you want, and I want to, as a gentleman with small hands myself, I take it.
As a what? Small hand, a gentleman myself.
But part of this, I think there's maybe a little background from what Rubio was talking about here, and I don't know if you guys watch the Last Week Tonight on HBO with John Oliver, but
yeah.
It's a fantastic show. He went on a rant about Trump last Sunday night, and he brought up why Donald Trump will always be a short-fingered vulgarian. And this is from a Vanity Fair article like 25 years ago where this guy who writes for Vanity Fair called Trump a short-fingered vulgarian. Mm-hmm. And I think he actually thinks Donald Trump's hands are, or his fingers are kind of stubby, but I think he was trying to say, well, like he's like kind of like a greedy guy. Like he just feels like this sort of
smarmy, this, fingers in lots of pies.
Yeah, that kind of, I think that's what he was getting at. Anyways.
Oh, right.
Trump still sends this writer pictures of his hands to this day, and circled in gold Sharpie are his fingers saying, "See, not that short."
Oh my God.
Like, that's where Trump is. He's still smarting over the short finger comment. So maybe that's what, maybe Rubio had heard about this. He
and
decides,
like,
to include that in there.
That's going to really get him. That's going to just fire him up.
Now, look, my hands, I know, are small. Lindsay, you probably got bigger hands than I do.
They're about the same size.
Oh.
They're like exactly the same. But now you can see that my fingers are perfectly proportioned.
Yes, not stubby.
No, they're long and elegant.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to the size of the hand, which is small.
Sure.
But princely hands is how they've always been referred to. Yes, I have hands of a prince. And, you know, there are no calluses on this. Never seen a hard day's work
hands.
In their life.
Elegantly proportioned.
Yeah.
Well manicured.
There's also that carny hand. I don't know if you guys have ever heard the carny hand stereotype, where carnies have small hands.
Small hands.
Yeah. Not necessarily short-fingered, but just small hands.
I only know it from Mike Myers is all I know it from. Yeah.
Now, do you guys want this? And I know, realize I'm switching gears a little bit. All right, say Donald Trump has small fingers, and that relates to the size of his wiener. Do we care how large our president's wiener is?
No.
Get gut check.
No. Don't care. Don't want to know, actually.
I only care how our president feels about it.
Oh, okay, that's a good point.
Right.
Well, I want
if they're okay with their own size, then that's all I care about.
I want one medium-sized, a president with a medium-sized.
Mm-hmm.
A very average.
Oh, yeah, because we all know that if it's a big one, they're total asses.
How do we know that, Lindsay?
Yeah. I don't know. I've heard.
And too small, you don't want them to be insecure and making up for it.
Yeah, we don't want them, pressing the red button just because they are not, they're making up for it.
Really, the presidency is, it's sort of the biggest midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You could go through to run and win the presidency, mm-hmm. as opposed to the guy that just decides to get the ultra like crazy sports car, midlife crisis, and or making up for this kind of thing.
Hey, my neighbor got a sports car. I got the Oval Office.
Right.
Yeah.
No, those are just my thoughts on it.
I like your princely hands.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Or the fact that you call them.